The bill allows the Florida Agriculture Department to draft rules for a state hemp program, but its sponsor, Fleming Island Republican Senator Rob Bradley, recognizes it's more of a first step than the final product.
This is a beginning point to get the discussion going, and I think there's going to be a lot of give and take and discussions between Commissioner Freed's office, our fellow legislators in the House, on it. And I think the final product will probably look different than what you saw today.
Nevertheless, the Senate Innovation, Industry, and Technology Committee unanimously voted the bill forward. Many officials see hemp as a boon to an agriculture industry that has been decimated by hurricanes and citrus diseases. The 2018 Federal Farm Bill removed hemp from the list of controlled substances, but it's still illegal under Florida law, and it's up to the legislature to lay out the rules. The bill in its current form gives blanket authority to the state agriculture department, but Bradley says he's still grappling with how best to tackle the issue.
We certainly want to see what Commissioner Freed and her office sees as the challenges and if there's anything that needs to be embedded in statute and not just dealt with rule. That's something that we should be mindful of as this goes through the process as well.
The bill leaves a number of questions for lawmakers to sort out. Things like, should hemp production be left to growers on an industrial scale, or can it be grown in someone's backyard? The biggest, though, centers around CBD. Hemp comes from the cannabis plant, but unlike its marijuana counterpart, hemp contains less than 0.3% THC, the ingredient that creates a high. Instead, the hemp byproduct CBD is often used for pain relief. It's sold in stores and gas stations across the state, but it's technically not legal. Here's Agriculture Commissioner Nikki Freed.
Well, it's not legal here right now. and that's exactly what I'm hoping the legislation is going to allow. We're working with some of the lawmakers so they can change the definition so that we can, in fact, do a CBD program here in our state to make it very clear so that the consumers are not, a lot of that's on the marketplace is fraud is happening to the consumers.
Freed, a former marijuana lobbyist, has thrown her support behind expanding the state's medical marijuana and hemp industry since taking office. Freed sees hemp as a new cash crop for the state.
The economic impact for our state is enormous. Medical marijuana industry alone is projected to have a $1.6 billion economics, creating more jobs in manufacturing by 2020. Hemp can be a multi-billion dollar industry here in the state.
Freed has even gone so far as to name the state's first cannabis director. Holly Bell, a Nashville cannabis consultant and banker, will be the one to oversee the state's hemp program should the bill become law. The House version, carried by Republican Representatives Sam Killebrew and Ralph Masullo, has not yet been heard. But Bradley says he's cautiously optimistic and says there's a willingness in both chambers to, quote, make sure this is an opportunity for Florida farmers. For WFSU News, I'm Sean Mulcahy.